Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American living citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. We are and should be proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to meet veteran and Congressman Brandon Williams. Then we'll learn about Patriot Mobile support for veterans, and Gill and Skip will discuss the border in a book. So it's a pleasure to introduce Navy vet and Congressman Brandon Williams. Brandon graduated from college, went to the Navy Officer Candidate School, served as a nuclear submarine officer. He made 6 strategic deterrent patrols in the Pacific, serving as a strategic missile officer. That's impressive to me. I've never done anything like that. Anyway, welcome, Brandon. Or am I supposed to say welcome aboard?
Yeah. Hayes Gray and underway. Thanks, Colonel. Great to be here.
Hey, good. What attracted you to the Navy and to subs and to missiles? Is it just something you stumbled into, or is it something you sort of had a vision for, or some combination?
Yeah, that's interesting. I went through college and did not have a plan to join the military. I was always interested in the military, but I didn't have any really examples or mentors. I happened to be in Tiananmen Square in May of 1989 during the student protests. And I literally just happened to overlap as a student visiting in Beijing at the time. And it really opened my eyes. Of course, none of us could have known what was going to happen 5 or 6 weeks later with the crackdown from the communists. But then that really started me on my journey to explore the military. I actually wanted to fly, but it was right at the beginning of the Cold War drawdown, and I got interested in the nuclear program, and specifically submarines.
Well, I understand that. I was on a submarine, deployed submarine, for about 5 hours once. I'm 6'3", and I found every piece of metal 6'1", 6'1" off the deck. And if I never went back on another submarine underway, it's all right with me. But I understand that. I'm glad people like you like doing it, because it sure wasn't for me. But obviously you enjoyed it because you did it for quite a while and did it well.
Well, I have 500 days at sea on a submarine, and it's a very different group of people down there. And, you know, Admiral Rickover had extremely exacting standards, which, by the way, is exactly the opposite of Congress, you should know.
Well put. So you did your deployments. And when your obligation was up, I take it you stepped aside and went on with something else.
Yes, sir, I did. So I served not quite 6 years active duty. I got out, I went to Wharton and got an MBA at Wharton, and then spent about 20 years in the private sector, mostly in technology and early stage technology companies, and never really had a plan for a political career. But 2.5 years ago, my wife and I, very prayerfully, just are concerned about our country and the quality of the leaders in our country. And literally, without knowing a single person in politics, we ran for an open seat here in Central New York and won a very close race.
So. You know, it's surprising to me that that kind of thing can happen, but it does happen, not all the time by any means, but it's not uncommon for somebody just to say, wow, I think I better do this. So you were elected. What is from your perspective, what are some of our nation's biggest challenges right now?
Well, I mean, their challenges are everywhere. I always, you know, compare it to a submarine that's down very deep and under enormous amounts of pressure. You know, we all know that that's can be very deadly. And, you know, our nation is down deep and under great pressure. And the question is, are we going deeper and into more danger, or are we coming up to a safer, shallower depth? And that the answer to that question is all about leadership. Who's at the helm? And the dangers are very clear. It's, you know, an open southern border. It is disrespect and lack of support for law enforcement. It's out of control spending. It's inflation. It's an upside down energy policy. And we have these forces going through, frankly, these Marxist forces going through our institutions that are trying to undermine what's really great about this country. And we just have to have better leaders to turn the ship around, if I can say that.
Well, it is true in my life experience, and I'm sure yours too, that leaders make a huge difference. Yes, you can do things contrary to leaders, but if you're going to be productive in something, you need a leader. You need leaders that at least roughly share the values of all the people and can take them down that path. Because I agree with your description of some of the challenges that we're facing. That's going to take some suffering a bit on the part of everybody. And it takes leadership to make that work, in my opinion. I mean, I can't even imagine how our nation is going to handle our national debt, and that's ignoring everything else. So
they do seem like intractable problems. May I just comment on leadership? There's a very practical way to kind of experience the difference that leadership makes. It's not esoteric. If you go into a chain restaurant, you know, an Applebee's or a Chili's or, you know, any sort of national chain restaurant, you know that the food is exactly the same. The menu is exactly the same. In many cases, the layout is exactly the same. And yet there can be huge differences in the quality of your experience at a restaurant, from one restaurant to another. And if you pay attention, it's always about leadership. It's always about the management, whoever the manager is. If you meet the manager, if they come by the table, you can tell very quickly whether they're organized, in charge, work well with their staff, all of those things. And I never fail to notice that. And I think, you know, the average person, you know, has observed that as well. But the difference is always in leadership. And that's, you know, true for nations, and it's true for Chili's.
That's a really well put statement, because the truth is none of us could fail to see how that works. Thank you for that comment. We're getting close to running out of time. I'm sure you are planning to run for re-election. Talk to us about your campaign, how we can plug into you, those interested to help you or donate or whatever. Talk to us about how we can plug into you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm in New York's 22nd district. You can find out more information at Let's Vote Brandon, not Let's Go Brandon, letsvotebrandon.com. I know, you got to love that. I am in the most competitive House seat in the nation that's held by a Republican. And I am literally behind enemy lines. My district voted for Joe Biden by 11 points. In 2020, it rates as a D plus three or a Democrat plus three. But I'm not here to retreat. I'm here to seize territory and create a beachhead of common sense in New York State and in our nation. And so the Democrats have pledged about $8 to $10 million to try to unseat me from this seat. And it's not going to work, but frankly, I need patriots to help. And so letsvotebrandon.com.
I love it. That's awesome. Brandon, thank you. Thank you for sharing today. I appreciate your insights on leadership. I'm going to steal that. And I'll probably give you credit when I do. And thank you for your service to a nation when you're in uniform, but especially now. We need leaders, and you're a leader. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for what
you're doing. I'm honored to serve. Thank you.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time to do some knee bends. Go halfway down each time. Do about 50. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code.
There's no doubt veterans sacrifice and service to this country. For decades now, troops have been sent around the globe to fight, putting their lives on the line, but with no clear U.S. interest to protect.
To honor that sacrifice, Concerned Veterans for America is working to end our nation's endless wars. As veterans ourselves, we know a better foreign policy can make our troops and our country safer.
Learn more about how you can help by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a gent who's working to support and honor veterans and first responders. Scott Colburn works for Patriot Mobile. So, welcome, Scott.
Well, good morning, Colonel Gillum. And I really enjoy the opportunity to come on here with you and talk a little bit about Patriot Mobile and what we're doing to defend freedom. And it's always an honor to go on and talk to a group of people like you guys that support our military and veterans and first responders, because quite honestly, that's what we're all about.
Well, that's why I got interested in asking you for this interview. Scott, what's your role at Patriot Mobile?
I am the chief marketing officer, so I have oversight of all of sales and marketing, and it's just been an honor. I've been in this role for about 3 years now, and we've experienced growth, like just unbelievable growth. We've grown about 800% in the last 3 years. And again, it's because of our mission, which is we're all about defending freedom and supporting veterans and our military and first responders. And people love to support companies that love to support our military veterans.
Well, clearly there's a movement in our country that is very anti-patriotic and all that kind of stuff. But it's my experience, and you just confirmed it again, that the majority of people love our country. Yes, we're very imperfect, but we still are the freest, most prosperous country in the world. And we want to stay that way. So therefore, I guess that's why we're on the same team.
That's right.
Why is Patriot Mobile doing it? Talk to me about the motivation. You just gave the general statement, but exactly what are they doing to support patriots and veterans and first responders?
Sure. Yeah. So Patriot Mobile, we're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We're a cell phone service provider and a really good one. We provide nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. We have 100% US-based customer support. So we are really good at what we're doing. But here's the deal. Our mission has nothing at all to do with cell phones, and it has everything to do with defending freedom and glorifying God. So what we do to carry out our mission, we carve out a portion of every dollar we earn. So every customer bill that's paid, we carve out a portion of that bill, and we donate it back to organizations that are on the front lines defending freedom. So last year alone, we were able to give back almost $2.5 million back to organizations that are fighting for what you and I believe in and what our customers believe in. And that's what really how this whole thing works, right? It's coming to the understanding that maybe some of the companies that you support now, whether it be the coffee you drink or the bank you use or even the cell phone service provider that you use, may not have your best interest in mind when it comes to your values and beliefs. So this is what we call voting with our dollars. So by supporting companies like Patriot Mobile and others, you're making a pretty strong statement that you're going to support companies with your dollars that believe in the things that you believe in.
Well, that hits the nail on the head, because I'm a very committed Christian, and it's very hard to find good-sized companies out there that will say what you just said. So, yes, I know that you support a number of different projects, like Warrior Rising, Folds of Honor. Can you talk a little bit about those projects and what they do and how they do it?
Sure. So one of the things we do in order to maximize the effectiveness of our giving, so we narrow the focus of our giving to four areas. We call these the four pillars of our company. So we support the First Amendment, Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and last but certainly not least, our military, veterans, and first responders. So again, what we try to do is identify organizations that are having the maximum effect with the dollars that we donate. So we're not just going to go stroking a check. We're going to check these people out and say, hey, who's doing the most with the money to benefit the veterans, to benefit the first responders, to benefit those out there fighting for freedom? So when you talk about within our military and first responder pillar, there's three companies or organizations I'll talk about that we believe are having a very significant impact in that area. And the first one, Warrior Rising, great organization. So if you think of like a Shark Tank, if you've seen the show Shark Tank, this is a Shark Tank type event for veteran-owned businesses. So these are veterans that have come up with a business idea. Warrior Rising has a panel of people that will listen to these pitches, and then they pick a winner, and that winner receives a grant that allows them to go and start this business. And what we want to do, you know, as Patriot Mobile, we sponsor them. So we provide cell phone service to those businesses and those veteran businesses as well. So great organization. The other one you mentioned, Folds of Honor. I think a lot of your listeners have probably heard of Folds of Honor. This is an incredible organization. Colonel Dan Rooney started it years ago. And essentially what it does is provide scholarships for children of Gold Star families. And the impact that they've had, the lives that have been changed, you know, you can imagine, I'm sure you've seen it many times yourself, a service member dies in battle fighting for our freedom and his family is left out there wondering how their kids might end up going to college. Well, Folds of Honor steps in with scholarships for those kids, and it's incredible to hear their stories. And the one other one I'll point out is Boot Campaign. This is an organization that we've supported here in the last year or so, and we're going to continue to support. They're on the front lines fighting for the non-physical wounds of veterans coming back from a deployment. And you know, and we all hear about the stats with PTSD and other emotional issues that our veteran heroes have as they try to integrate back into the normal lives once their deployment is over. And Boot Campaign is one of the most effective organizations that we find as far as really providing lasting impact for these veterans when they're coming back with these PTSD type issues. And we're extremely excited about that partnership, and we know it's only going to grow from here.
Yes, sir. PTSD certainly can be affiliated with combat, but normal things in life, accidents and that sort of thing can impact it. So we really need to take it seriously. I did not know about Boot Campaign. Education is a good thing, even for us old guys.
Yep.
Scott, we're getting out of time. How can veterans or first responders plug into this program, series of programs, or take advantage of these?
Well, Dennis, we try to make it easy. And so we have a very nice website that explains all about our plans, the phones you can buy, our service. If you go to patriotmobile.com, that's patriotmobile.com, you can learn more there. Or if you'd rather talk to somebody, you can call our 100% US-based customer sales and support team at 972-PATRIOT. And just make sure when you call in, tell them you heard about us on Front Lines of Freedom. We'd love to be able to make that connection as well. And again, we just try to make it easy. The days of going into a retail store and walking out 3 hours later, if you were trying to switch your cell phone service, 3 hours later wanting to slam your head in the car door, those days are over. We make it easy. We can do it all online. We can do it all over the phone. We can actually activate your phone online. Don't have to walk into a store. Try to make it easy. And here's the best part for veterans and first responders. We offer a 15% discount, and that's, again, to show our appreciation for your sacrifices. So, again, go to patriotmobile.com or 972-PATRIOT, and we'd love to have you as a customer.
That makes sense. So that means any kind of questions. That's just not plugging in. This is any kind of questions about Patriot Mobile to include your support programs can be reached that way.
That's correct. Yep.
You're making this way too simple. Scott, thank you. Thank you for sharing what your company is doing. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate working with patriots and people that love our country and share my Christian values. It's awesome. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Colonel Gillum, and thank you for what you're doing to support our veterans and military and first responders, because there's nothing more important in my eyes than that. So continue doing your good work, and God bless you, my man.
Thank you, bro. Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, Gil and Skip will present The Border in a Book, then we'll open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're interested in giving some serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go. Go to universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm twice. Then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back.
Fresh, flash, frozen. From the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com, hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online, see how we give back. For the servicemen and women of this great country, we are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, Promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM.
HelpVet.net was created to be the nation's number one resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. At HelpVet.net, you'll find up-to-date information on benefits available through the VA, resources on education, employment, health and wellness, and more. Find hundreds of nationally recognized organizations offering discounts on products and services, as well as local organizations from attorneys to yoga studios. You'll find them at HelpVet.net. Visit HelpVet.net for all your family's needs.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your questions and comments. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And now it's time for the Marine B&B. Marine vet Gil Mazza, retired border patrolman, will discuss our nation's southern border. Welcome, Gil.
Morning, Colonel.
And Marine vet and author Skip Coriel will discuss another interesting book. I can't say welcome, Skip. You've been to been on the show already. So just hi.
So he's not welcome.
Well, you know Marines.
I'm welcome, and I'm just going to hang around in the background until you two screw up and I have to correct you.
Ooh. Okay, Gil, you're up. Given the millions of unknowns that have crossed and are crossing into our border, how can there be anything but more crime here? Are you aware of any good things for the United States that all these people coming in bring or do for us?
Well, the only good thing I can think of, Colonel, is for this administration and the Democrat Party. They're going to glut our country with millions and millions and millions of third world illegal aliens and then basically do what's being done right now in France and in Germany. Right now in France, open borders has completely transformed their entire demographic there. Their foreign-born and illegal alien children now have become so entangled and entrenched in their society that the far left now controls and has won this recent election, which basically means more of the same. Their radical left will continue to keep the borders continually wide open, their security next to nothing. They're going to fund welfare, medical, housing, food, checks, education indefinitely. Right. And this is exactly what's going to happen if this administration wins the next election here in the United States.
Well, there's certainly no logical reason to think that that won't happen. You know, indeed, I don't remember the last time England had a prime minister with an English name.
Right. And the thing about it is that, you know, you're talking about the crime, right? And that's one thing that's been on my heart so heavily as a sworn law enforcement officer. Right. It was my duty not only to protect my citizens, the citizens of this country, especially in the United States Border Patrol at the border, make sure that nothing came in that would hurt, you know, our citizens. And the one person that's in charge of the security of the entire nation has no law enforcement instinct whatsoever. His entire instinct and his approach to law enforcement is first, we release the criminal alien savages into the country, allow them to beat, to rob, to rape and murder our women and children, which is the demographic we're supposed to protect as men in this country the most. And then after they have killed one of our citizens, then we go after them.
Okay, well, but even then, we may or may not find them. We may or may not know where they are. We don't know anything about them, right?
Right, right. And that's the thing. Like in Germany, right, 1,000 women are raped every year, and they've only allowed 13 million known illegals that they know of. America has taken in over 50 million. They have been immediately released by DHS CBP without any proper vetting or any kind of security whatsoever. And now, how many more people are we going to see that we've already seen daily in the news? There's some criminal, illegal, alien, savage from another country that already has a record, that's already killed people in the country, already raped people or children in their own country, and we just willy-nilly release them across the country. How many more citizens, Colonel, have to die before this administration and this DHS secretary actually decides to protect our citizens?
And the answer is, we don't know.
No,
because and they don't.
It's not going to happen.
They're not even concerned with slowing things down. I mean, they had a little presentation of a change that it had no effect at all on the number of illegals coming into the border. And this wall, people who want to enter our country legally can't get in because all the people are busy processing the illegals. The people who would bring something to our nation and add to us and make us a better place aren't allowed in because they can't get here.
Yes. And let me just throw something else it's a little controversial and but it's out there. We have millions and millions and millions of processing centers and detention centers across this country that are bed spaces that are empty. They're not being used for the illegal aliens that are coming in, mostly men, military-aged men. We don't know where the women and children are for the most part. They're still coming in, but not at the rate that the men are. But our detention centers and facilities aren't being used for them. We're using, 50% of New York hotel rooms. We're using the large percentages of across the country to bed and house illegal aliens at the taxpayer expense. So what are these beds for, Colonel? What are all these beds across the country going to be used for?
This is crazy. Gil, if I had some answers, I'd be glad to give them to you, but I don't think there are answers.
Thank you, Colonel.
I really appreciate you, even if you are a Marine.
Well, that means a lot coming from you.
This is Colonel Denny Gill on Frontlines of Freedom. We're doing the Marine B&B with Gil and Skip. Okay, Skip, you're up. What's the book this week, month?
Well, Colonel, the book this week is titled Rise to Rebellion. And it sounds like Bill's halfway there now. He sounds very excited, but this is a book by Jeff Shera. As you recall, a few months ago, we did a book by his father, Michael Shera, called Killer Angels, all about the Battle of Gettysburg. And this is along that vein. It's all about the American Revolution. But man, this is just an awesome book. I'll read it through here. It says, Jeff Shera dazzled audiences with his best-selling novels, Gods and Generals, The Last Full Measure, and Gone for Soldiers. Now the acclaimed author who illuminated the Civil War and the Mexican-American War brilliantly brings to life the American Revolution, creating a superb saga of the men who helped to forge the destiny of a nation. And basically what he does is he takes us through the buildup to the American Revolution, through the Revolution, all the way through to the conclusion. And one of the things that he does, and I love learning history through historical fiction, because it brings the characters to life. It gives them flesh, blood, and bone. And, and you wonder, okay, how do we know that they're getting it right as far as like the personalities and reconstructed conversations and all of that? And the answer is, we don't know exactly that they got it perfectly right, but they glean all of the personality of the, people like George Washington, Sam Adams, John Adams, Abigail Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, from their correspondence, because back then people wrote letters the way people write emails and text messages today. They were very prolific, and that's how they kept in touch, because you couldn't just see the people, your friends and family as often as you can today, because it was a much bigger world and widely separated. So, all of those letters, documents, not just letters to George Washington or letters that George Washington wrote, but letters about George Washington and all of that all goes into the meat grinder, and then the author comes out the other end with knowing pretty well what George Washington would have said, based on what he said in other conversations, from first party witnesses and accounts and all of that. But I love this book. If you want to find out more about our founding fathers, this is a really good book to read, Rise to Rebellion by Jeff Shera. It's on ebook, audiobook, and paperback on Amazon. And I would highly recommend this to anyone who wants to know what our founding fathers really were like.
I agree with you. I love historical fiction. learning history. The history's real. The personalities are not. But I love those books. So thank you, Skip. But thank you. But get ready to get back to work because you're back on in a few minutes. Gil, thanks for joining the Frontline of Freedom team. And thank you for your service to our nation.
Thank you, Colonel.
Back to work, troop. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag that is military history time. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some more push-ups. How about 64 this time? I want you to range your ready, then stand at ease. Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. I'm Colonel Danny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. I do some coin collecting. Universal Coin was the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go for coins and a great place to go to purchase silver and gold. I encourage you to go to universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. You'll like what you find. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from your listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Well, Colonel, Marine vet Anthony is really upset after watching the presidential debate. The current president is our commander-in-chief, so we're apparently leaderless.
Anthony, I drew the same conclusion as you did. Our nation is really vulnerable right now.
And Navy mom Amanda wonders if we're really supporting Israel or if we're supporting the terrorist.
Amanda, I have the same questions you do. I don't know what our nation is doing. I totally support Israel. And now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, on 17 July 1776, the Continental Congress learned of General George Washington's refusal to accept a dispatch from British General William Howe and his brother, Admiral Richard Viscount Howe, opening peace negotiations because it failed to use the title General. In response, Congress proclaimed that the Commander-in-Chief acted with a dignity becoming his station and directed all American commanders to receive only letters addressed to them in the characters they respectively sustain.
Sounds right. And on 19 July 1779, during our Revolutionary War, Massachusetts, without consulting either the Continental political or military authorities, launched a 4,000-man naval expedition commanded by Commodore Dudley Staltonstall, Adjutant General Peleg Wadsworth, Brigadier General Solomon Lovell, and Lieutenant Colonel Paul Revere. The expedition consisted of 19 warships, 24 transport ships, and over 1,000 militiamen. Their objective was to capture the 750-man British garrison at Castine off the Penobscot Peninsula in what would later become Maine. The expedition arrived on July 25th, and proceeded to launch a series of inconclusive land attacks, leaving Patriot naval forces underutilized and allowing the British time to send for reinforcements. The land commander, Brigadier General Lovell, began to retreat at the arrival of 7 British warships, expecting Staltonstall to engage in a naval battle. Staltonstall, however, did not fight for long. The naval engagement concluded in a total disaster when Staltonstall surprised everyone by fleeing upriver and burning his own ships. The Patriots lost over 470 men, as well as numerous ships that were burned. The British won at a cost of only 13 men. Staltonstall and Revere later faced a court-martial. Staltonstall lost his commission, but Revere won acquittal. By contrast, Peleg Wadsworth, who served as Revere's second-in-command, won acclaim for his performance. He organized the retreat, which was the only well-executed aspect of the mission. The failed Penobscot expedition was considered the worst naval disaster in American history until a Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941.
And on 16 July 1862, during our Civil War, David Glasgow Farragut, in recognition of his victory at New Orleans, was promoted to Rear Admiral, the first officer to hold that rank in our Navy. The measure passed by Congress created the rank of rear admiral and allowed 9 rear admirals. Rear admirals were to rank with major generals in the Army.
On 18 July 1918, during World War I, 3 days after a German offensive near the Marne River in the Champagne region of France failed, Allied forces launched a major counterattack, ending the Second Battle of the Marne and decisively turning the tide of the war toward an Allied victory. Casualties of the Marne were staggering, with Germany losing 168,000 soldiers to death or injury, compared to 95,000 for the French, 13,000 for the British, and 12,000 for us. After this disaster, German General Ludendorff called off a planned German offensive further north in the Flanders region stretching between France and Belgium, which he had envisioned as Germany's best hope of victory. In the end, the Second Battle of the Marne marked the last large-scale German offensive of World War I.
And on 18 July 1925, 7 months after being released from prison, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler published the first volume of his personal manifesto, Mein Kampf. Dictated by Hitler during his 9-month stay in prison, Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, was a bitter narrative filled with anti-Semitic outpourings, disdain for morality, worship of power, and the blueprints for his plan of Nazi world domination. It soon became the Bible of Germany's Nazi Party. In the early 1920s, the ranks of Hitler's Nazi Party swelled with resentful Germans who sympathized with the party's bitter hatred of Germany's democratic government, leftist politics, and Jews. In November 1923, after the German government resumed the payment of war reparations to Britain and France, the Nazis launched the Beer Hall Putsch, their first attempt at seizing the German government by force. Hitler hoped that his nationalist revolution in Bavaria would spread to the dissatisfied German army, which would bring down the government in Berlin. However, the uprising was immediately suppressed, and Hitler was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison for high treason. Hitler was down, but not out.
Indeed. And on the 15th of July, 1943, during World War II, Marine Captain Joe Foss bagged 3 Japanese planes for a record total of 26 kills. He was the Marines' leading fighter ace during World War II and received the Medal of Honor, recognizing his role in the air combat during Guadalcanal campaign. In post-war years, he achieved fame as a general in the Air National Guard, the 20th governor of South Dakota, president of the National Rifle Association, and the first commissioner of the American Football League. Not bad.
That's quite a resume. And on 16 July 1945, during World War II, the cruiser USS Indianapolis left San Francisco with an atom bomb, which would be used on Japan. It was sunk shortly after it delivered the bomb.
Wow. And that's military history for today. And now it's time for our self-defense report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing. And now, more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
At 8:30 p.m. in Arvada, Colorado, a man posing as a delivery man rang the doorbell at a home. The parents were away, and the 14-year-old babysitter opened the door. The man pushed his way inside, followed by 2 more men, all armed with guns. They ransacked the house, stole jewelry and cash, also sexually assaulted the babysitter, and traumatized the 6-year-old boy she was caring for. All 3 men escaped, and police have yet to capture them.
Thanks, Colonel. As more and more people shop online, we see a rise in home burglaries using this tactic. The fake delivery man will don a high-visibility green or orange vest, like those worn by utility workers, and walk up to the door with a package. This is enough to get most people to open the door to receive the package. Let's go over a few things right now that you can do to keep from becoming a victim to this tactic. First, don't open your door to strangers. That may sound basic, but many people are fooled by the high-visibility vest and the box they're carrying. Think about it this way. What good does it do to install a security system, a high-security steel door with 2 deadbolts, a chain, and a lock, only to open the door to anyone who knocks on it? Before opening the door, first look out the window for a marked delivery truck. If you don't see one, then talk to them through the door to get further information. Second, if you haven't yet installed a Ring doorbell, then you need to do it right away. This technology works just like an old-time doorbell with some added features. You can view the front porch in the camera, and you can also talk to them, and they can talk to you. This verbal feedback will give you more clues as to whether they are legitimate. With the Ring doorbell, you can also ask the delivery person to hold their company ID up to the camera to verify their identity. Third, trust your gut instincts. If it doesn't feel right, then don't open the door. The worst thing that can happen is that you miss a delivery and they'll try again later. But if you open the door to an armed felon, well, you and your whole family could be injured or even worse. And finally, teach your kids how to respond to strangers at the door. A family is only as strong as its weakest link. Now more than ever, we need to be vigilant and careful. If you don't trust someone, then don't let them in. Don't worry about being rude or what strangers think about you when your family's safety is on the line. Frontlines of Freedom is relieved that this young girl and six-year-old boy are safe, and we wish them the best as they recover from their emotional trauma.
Yes, sir. Our movie of the month is Cape May County. You can go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. I'd appreciate getting your comments about the movie. Send your comments to me at Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Army vet Jessica Villarreal from Concerned Veterans for America will join us, and Army vet and businessman Brent Braith will discuss his service. Vet Amanda Winters will join us again to discuss concealed carry for women, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Our book, Frontlines of Freedom, with 19 authors, has the mission of helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being shaped physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book on frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in correcting our nation. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, be proud Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.